The United States is stepping up pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program, the existence of which North Korea only recently acknowledged. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly is in Asia this weekend trying to muster support for the U.S. effort. He met with reporters this morning in the South Korean capital, Seoul. NPR's Eric Weiner has more.
Assistant Secretary Kelly is shuttling to several Asian capitals, Beijing, Seoul, and Tokyo, a diplomatic blitz designed to present North Korea with one straightforward message: dismantle your nuclear weapons program immediately.
And we are watching very closely to see if North Korea takes the action we and the rest of the international community are demanding, to immediately and visibly end its nuclear weapons program and to abide by its international commitments. The United States is focused now on consultations with friends and allies, and we hope to bring maximum international pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions.
Kelly did not say what exactly he meant by maximum international pressure, but North Korea is dependent on foreign aid from many nations, food from Japan, heating oil from the U.S. That aid may no longer be forthcoming if North Korea continues to develop nuclear weapons. But Kelly did not set a deadline for North Korean compliance, and he was careful to leave open the prospect of some sort of dialogue. Clearly, the Bush administration is taking a softer line with Pyongyang than with Baghdad. The U.S. has not threatened to use force against North Korea, as it has with Iraq. Instead, it's hoping that diplomatic pressure alone will be enough to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. South Korea is trying to do the same. In fact, a delegation is in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, this weekend. The visit, scheduled before these latest nuclear revelations, was supposed to focus on areas of cooperation, a trans-Korean railroad project, for instance. Instead, South Korea will now engage the North in what one official calls straight talk about the nuclear issue. The U.S. is also keeping channels of communication with North Korea open. Again, Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly.
So the best way to start negotiations is to end their covert nuclear weapons program from the past. But that said, we remain to have channels of communication should North Korea wish to give us information.
Kelly says President Bush has yet to decide what steps to take next in response to North Korea's nuclear confession. This is a difficult and complex problem, he says. We'll just have to see how it unfolds. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.